can't count that high. WJTL Seth Schleter, Counting My Blessings, Casting Crowns, Glorious Day, Living He Loved Me. Hi, good morning. It's 7:22.
Good morning, this is Intern Belle here with your weather. Today is mostly sunny with a high of 52. Tonight is cloudy with a low of 34. And tomorrow is mostly sunny with a high of 57. Saturday is cloudy with the chance of showers and a high near 60. Sunday is partly sunny with a high of 52. And right now in Mannheim, it is 27 and mostly sunny.
This morning, we're learning about a new ministry, at least new to our area, Reagan's Journey. Alicia Ernesti is the director of the Lancaster location. She's also known as Braden's mom. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Alicia.
Good morning. Thank you guys for having me here.
Oh, we love having you. I love your shirt.
Thanks.
It's great. A Reagan's Journey shirt.
Oh, very, we got to wear the merch.
Yeah, it looks wonderful. Tell us about Reagan's Journey.
Yes. So Reagan's Journey is a nonprofit, and we are here to strive to make life better for kiddos that are affected by disability. We want to be able to get medical durable equipment and medical supplies into their hands and allow them to be able to thrive in their daily lives. We help families by having a closet where they can get those materials. We have special events where we get to celebrate them and their uniqueness. And then we also have an online community where families can come and just feel supported in this journey that they have.
And Reagan's Closet, located at Manor Church. What are some of the supplies families are in need of right now?
Yeah, so at our closet, we carry a lot of different items. The first thing is sort of how it works. We have our supplies all listed on our inventory online. And if there's supplies that you need, you can check that out, or you can even message us and we can get those to you. You can even donate supplies to us, and there's no catch. There's no proof of disability. There's no red tape. We want it to be super easy for families. And so you can just make an appointment and pick those items up. And yeah, so the items that we have tons and tons of equipment there. It's sort of blown my mind to see how God has worked and how it's spread. We started with just a little space, and we've blown into four different rooms, which is great.
Wow.
But we have bathing equipment. We have wheelchairs and strollers and Hoyer lifts, some standers, positioning chairs like high-low chairs, walkers, gait trainers, even rollators and canes for our elderly population. We have swings, adapted bikes, car seats, swimming stuff, tooleting things. And then on the supply end, we have everything that you would need for wound care and skin care, respiratory, urinary, syringes, communication devices, vision stuff, even adapted shoes and clothing, switch devices, and so much more.
Wow.
It's anything that a special needs family would need. We probably have it there somewhere.
You said the high-low chairs are a hot item. People are really in need of those.
Yes.
Explain to us what a high-low chair is.
So it is a chair that is supported like a wheelchair, but it has a base that can be moved up and down to be able to meet the height of a table or chair or anything that they're at. Especially for kiddos within a school environment or at home, you can drop that chair all the way down to the floor so they can be sitting along their peers in the rug, or it can be moved all the way up to the height of a countertop to be able to be a bar stool or to be at a table. So it really gives families the versatility there. And it's something that's very difficult to be get covered by insurance. So that is something that we see a high need for. And yeah, they come in and go right back out. So.
And then also formula is a big need right now.
Oh, goodness. Yes. With all of the formula shortages, that is something that has been flying in and flying out of our closet here in Lancaster. It's been fun to be able to get a rally behind those families and be able to support them in that way.
And I'm curious about your events. Tell us, like, what are they like?
Yeah, so we have lots of events that we have put together in our Freeport location. Some of those look like our big one is a bowling party where families get to come together because it's adapted. We can give them that access where they can roll right up to the lane and have the adapted little
slides that
help them get the ball down. And it's such a fun way for us to inclusively come together and have some time together. We have some fun zoo outings where we get to go and walk around the zoo and see the animals all together. And it's also, it's a fun way that we can get together with other families in need. And it be accessible for our families. And that's something that we hope to be able to bring here to Lancaster now that we're up and running.
Yeah, you've been up and running since September at Manor Church. Tell everybody when you're there.
Yeah, we are at Mana Church on Mondays and Thursdays and about one Saturday a month. And you can see those dates and times on our website at regansjourney.org. You'll see the links there that takes you to our inventory, which is on our Facebook page, and also the link to be able to go to our scheduler where you can make an appointment to be able to pick up or drop off those items. And you can see all those dates and times.
And I know this is something you really saw a need for because you had that need in your family. Any great stories about how God has worked through Regan's journey?
Oh, absolutely. It has been so fun and to be able to see how God has worked because we really want to be the hands and feet of Christ and be able to meet these needs for families. And we have seen that happen over and over and over again. And we know that it's a God thing because we have had equipment come in and immediately, within hours, I have my phone ringing or my inbox is going, and it's a family desperately needing these supplies. And I get to go, you know what? You're not going to believe this. Literally 2 hours ago, it came walking through our door, and I have it for you. Come pick it up. And you can just feel the relief released off of their shoulders, yeah, knowing that we were able to help them and to meet their need. And we get it because everybody that works at Regan's Journey are mamas who have kiddos with disabilities. And so we get it. We know this journey. We are so glad that we get to release that weight off of their shoulders.
I love that. Check it out online, regansjourney.org. There's links there for the Lancaster side of things. They can find out directly. And you have a Facebook page.
Yes, we have a Facebook page. It says Regan's Journey Closet Lancaster. You can find us, join the group, and then you can see everything that we have there. The picture is up, so you can see the description. And if it's something that you can use and need, just give us a holler. And if you don't see it, you let us know because you never know. It might be rolling in within a couple hours.
Alicia, we love learning about Regan's journey, how it came to Lancaster. I love what you're doing for the families that have kids who are in need. And many of these things are not being covered by insurance. So it's a great resource for folks to check out.
It absolutely is. So if you have supplies that are collecting dust in your closet or garage, you just give us a holler and we would be happy to be able to accept those and bless those to another family. And if you're in need of something, please reach out. You can reach us out through our website there. Yep. You can reach me out through email or phone. Those are also right there on the website for you. So I would love to get connected with those families and be able to help them.
Check it out online, regansjourney.org, or go to the Facebook page, Regan's Journey Lancaster. If you Facebook that on the search, you'll find it too. Yep. Alicia, it was a delight to have you here. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Back to the music we go. Here's Skillet. This is Lions on WJTL. Good morning.